Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
amen and amen. That song always uplifts my spirit, amen. And it always reminds me that I am what God says I am, amen. And if God has called me victorious, then guess what? Nothing that the enemy throws at me can conquer me, amen. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, June 28th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart, with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Service. Amen. Brought to you always by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. Amen. I'm not going to hold us up any longer. Amen. We're going to get right into our worship experience. Amen. Brother Tony, please bless us, Doc, with some wonderful praise and worship.
God bless everyone. Amen to everybody this morning. God bless you. I hope you all can hear me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth dost thou I call in? Do not pass me by. I'm calling, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief, and I'm calling, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. And I'm calling, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. And I'm calling, Savior, Savior, hear my Do not pass me by. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. Boy, boy, boy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. All right. All right. Minister Lisa.
Let us unite in the historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We should now have our prayer followed by our scripture, Minister Tremaine Townsend. Do our prayer, scripture will be by Minister Roslyn Thomas.
Amen. Good morning. Dear gracious and eternal God, our Father, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer, Father. We just come to you, Father, just to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us and keeping us, Father, as we slept and slumbered, as some of us worked last night. We thank you, Father, for covering us by the blood of your Son, Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity that we can just all come together just to worship you and praise you and just thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We ask you, God, that you would bless this service. We invite you in, Father, as you come into this service. Father God, although we are on the radio network, Father, but you know that you are in the midst, you are omnipresent, and we just thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you, Father, for this, for the, our leader. We thank you, Father, for our church. We thank you for everything, Father. We just can't thank you for enough. We just give you all the glory and honor and praise because you deserve it all, Father. We ask you, God, that you would just continue to bless us, continue to keep us, continue to guide us, continue to bless our church, continue to cover everyone that is in our church, Father. Touch each and every person. Touch our pastor, Father, as he is dealing with an illness right now. And we ask you that you would continue to strengthen him, build him up, and keep him. Bless the network, the leaders of the network, Father. Continue to guide them and keep them. We just love you, God. We honor you and praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Good morning. The scripture is Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, whither goest you? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel who talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, says the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, says the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, says the Lord. Deliver yourself, O Zion, who dwells with the daughter of Babylon. For thus said the Lord of hosts, after the glory has he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you? For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall be spoiled to their servants, and ye shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of you, says the Lord. nation shall be joined to the Lord that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of you, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you, and the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Roslyn, Minister Tremaine, for the prayer and the scripture. Amen. As we continue into this worship service, amen, I want to just to let you all know, if you have not heard, due to the spike in the coronavirus, man, we have been having new cases here in Michigan, amen, and I've sat down with the officers, and we have decided to wait until August to return to our church, amen. So if it is the pleasure of this network, amen, we will continue on for just one more month, amen, and during that time, we will reevaluate things, and if we find that the numbers are going down, we will re-enter into our service. Amen. I ask you all to still remember to stay within the social distancing. Continue to sanitize. Continue to wash your hands. Continue to wear your mask. Amen. Whatever you have to do to stay safe, please do so. Amen. Because we are in a fight for our lives. Amen. This is for your life. Amen. It's not just something that's coming and going. It's taking people out, and we don't need that virus at our doorsteps, amen. So please remember to govern yourselves according to all the standards that the government has put in order. With that being said, continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in, those who have been bereaved, amen, those who have been affected by the deaths, amen, of their loved ones. Please let us remember to pray for them. Amen. Let us remember to pray for the family of Exhorter Rachel Moore. Amen. Let us also pray for Brother Isaac Callen. Amen. The son of Sister Maddie Callen. Amen. Let us remember all those on our sick and shut-in list. Sister Relitha Moak, Sister Hazel Moak, Miss Betts. Amen. Miss Bostick. Let us remember Mr. Cook. Amen. Let us just continue. Ms. Harrington, let us continue to just pray for all those who are on our sick and shut-in list. Amen. And through all of this, amen, please pray for your pastor. Amen. I have been ill for about a week now. It seems like about a week. And it comes and it goes. Amen. But I'm still fighting. Amen. And also let us lift up Brother Hakim. Amen. Who I just heard have been ill as well and had been in the hospital. So, but he's on his post, amen. That tells you that's a diligent worker, that's a faithful worker. And let us keep him lifted in our prayers. Amen. As we continue to move forward, as we prepare now for our altar call, please govern yourselves accordingly to all the announcements. Amen. And may God bless you and may God keep you. Reverend Patricia Johnson, will you please bless us with the altar call?
Lord, open our hearts with peace, love, joy, and hope. Heal our children and our family. Make them understand who is in control of their destiny. Guide them in the right direction so that they will know you. Protect our family from harm and danger. Heal the sick in the world and those who have the COVID virus. Give us the strength to understand you and that everything will be all right. Teach our country that hate is not your way. Teach them that you created all people and that you created all of them equally. Help us find the love that you instill in our hearts that we may be better human beings. Lord, hear our prayer on this, your holy day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Before Exhorter McKinney come with a song, amen, I would like to introduce the preacher of the hour, amen. If you've seen the flyer that accompanied the link, you will see that I have a picture with this young man. I consider this young man to be a son. He's like a son that I've never had, amen. He's full of energy. He's full of life. He always come with a warm, kind word from the Lord. I have never, since being around him, I've never experienced him get angry or upset. He always finds joy in everything that he does. This preacher here, this young man that I speak about, is the future of our church. He is the future of this church, that we call, that we know and we love. He is the future. And I thank God for it, because one day I will yield my position to this young man. After the song that you will hear, the next voice will be that of Minister Kyle Garrett. Let the church say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Miss Annette, the floor is yours.
Praise God. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. Oh, if I his own respect have and I know he watches me. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. Oh, his eye, his own, the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. Lord, I sing because I'm free. Oh, his eye, his arm, the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Oh, I sing because I'm happy. You know I sing because I'm free, so free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. You know I sing because I know. I know. I know. Do you know? I know you are just me. Praise God.
Amen. Can we give our honor and praise to the one true God, the one true God, Yahweh, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, for watching over us through the night, through the day, through every single hour, through every breath we take, every second? Can we thank God for the sparrow that watches over us? Well, hello, everyone. Pastor Townsend, oh, man, the Holy Spirit is right in me taking residence. And I'm thankful for this opportunity again to bring another message from the Lord, from what thus saith the Lord. I want to also thank Brother Hakim, and I want to thank Blog Talk Radio and the HubNet Network for allowing me this opportunity to bring God's Word as well. And I want to thank my parents, my grandparents, for keeping me rooted in the faith and allowing me to be able to continue this future of bringing God's Word into reality, into fruition. Today's message is going to come from the Old Testament. It's going to come from the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. But I'm about to read it, the scripture, from the Message Bible. And this is a third vision that Zechariah had with the man with the tape measure. And it goes as follows. I looked up and was surprised to see a man holding a tape measure in his hand. I said, "What are you up to?" "I'm on my way," he said, "to survey Jerusalem, to measure its width and length." Just then, the messenger angel on his way out met another angel coming in and said, "Run, tell the surveyor, Jerusalem will burst its walls, bursting with people, bursting with animals, and I'll be right there with her. God's decree, a wall of fire around unwalled Jerusalem and a radiant presence within. Up on your feet. Get out of there. And now, God says so, return from your far exile. I scattered you to the four winds, God's decree. Escape from Babylon, Zion, and come home now. God of the angel armies, the one of glory who sent me on my mission, commenting on the godless nations who stripped you and left you homeless, said, anyone who hits you hits me, bloodies my nose, blackens my eye. Yes, and at the right time, I'll give the signal, and they'll be stripped and thrown out by their own servants. Then you'll know for sure that the God of the angel army sent me on this mission. Shout and celebrate, daughter of Zion. I'm on my way. I'm moving into your neighborhood. Many godless nations will be linked up with God at that time. They will become my family. I'll live in their homes. And then you'll know for sure that God of the angel army sent me on this mission. God will reclaim Judah, his Judah inheritance in the Holy Land. He'll again make clear that Jerusalem is his choice. For a subject today, escape, somebody say, escape into a city without walls. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, my Savior, it is I who stands before you and before your people. Anoint me, consecrate me, sanctify me, and set me apart as I bring forth your word. Now let these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. You are my Redeemer. You are my Protector. I thank you. I honor you. I love you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. All right. So, the prosperity of Jerusalem we see. So in this city that was foretold in one of Zechariah's dreams, it is the city known as New Jerusalem. The one city that we as Christians, Jew and Gentile, and followers of God are determined to gain access to and citizenship to. And over the past 2,000 years, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the risen Messiah, expanded throughout every language, every culture, every tongue throughout the entire globe through countless generations. And it doesn't matter if you are dead in the ground or alive and present in the flesh. It is going to be innumerable of how many souls there are truly going to be in this city of New Jerusalem. In the Church of God, there is room for all the multitudes, more than humanity can number. According to Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, it states, "After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number. From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. None shall be refused entry who trust in Christ. And he will never shut out from heaven one true member of the church on earth." Romans 10, verse 8 through 10, it states, "All who are acceptable because of their faith simply say, the message is as clear as your mouth or your heart. And this is the same message we preach about in faith. So you will be saved if you honestly say Jesus is Lord. And if you believe with all your heart that God raised him from the dead, God will accept you and save you if you truly believe this and you tell it to others. Not only will he save his people, God said that he will be a wall of fire around them, which neither can be broken through nor undermined, nor can it be assailed without danger to those who attack." In other words, when you are safe in the expansive confines of this holy city, anything that is not of God, it can't lay a finger on you. And I'll even quote a musician to who some of us are very familiar with, a brother who has faith in the Lord Jesus himself, back to the 90s, in the words of MC Hammer, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can't touch this. You cannot touch this holy city. This here, there's a barrier around this city. The Jews called to return to their own land. Let's get back to the text for a brief minute. We also find that the Lord brings forth a call to action. We find in verse 6 and 7, he said, run. Notice he said, run. Escape from the land of the north, where I scattered you to the four winds. Leave Babylonia and hurry back to Zion. Now I want you, church, to just marinate on that statement right there. Now, when the Lord said the land of the north, I really want you to turn your attention to this land. to this soil we've been living on for nearly 400 years as black or brown colored people, the United States of America. There are two Americas, remember, North and South. If God will bring Jerusalem for the people and their comfort, they must inhabit it for him and his glory. The promises and privileges with which God's people are blessed, it should engage us to join them, whatever it costs us. When Zion is enlarged to make room for all God's Israel, it is the greatest madness for any of them to stay in Babylon. Babylon is not a place that you want to stay in, according to the prophet Jeremiah. In chapter 51, verse 58, it says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad wall of Babylon shall be leveled to the ground, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. The people's labor for nothing, and the nations weary themselves only for fire. The captivity of a sinful state is by no means to be continued in. Though a man may be easy in worldly matters, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee." Christ has proclaimed that deliverance to the captives, which he has himself wrought out. And it concerns everyone to resolve that sin shall not have dominion over them. So who would be found among God's children must save themselves from this world. What Christ will do for his church shall be an evident proof of God's care and affection. He that touches you, touch the apples of his eye. This is a strong expression of God's love to his church. He takes what is done against her as done against the tenderest part of his eye, or maybe even his cornea, to which the least touch is a great offense. Christ is sent to be the protector of his church. Symbolically, it survives a multitude of atrocities which have been engraved into our DNA ever since our African ancestors were transported here to the land of the North, stripped of their culture, native tongue, and heritage, and sent to a strange land as slaves. And I'm reminded of a familiar passage that's located in the book of Psalms 137. And we find it expressing the yearnings of the Jewish people during their Babylonian exile, which nearly replicates what happened to our ancestors at that time. And it states, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive asked of us a song, and those who plundereth us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in the foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, in other words, make it bare to its very foundation, O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed. Happy the one who repays you as you have served us. Happy the one who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock." And let us not forget the lyrics of the third verse of the National Negro Hymn, "Lift Every Voice and Sing." I think those words say it best. And I quote, "God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by thy might let us into the light, keep us forever in the path we pray, lest our feet stray from the places of our God where we met thee. Lest our hearts drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy hand. May we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land. Right there in the text, clear as day. God knows about the captivity that we've been placed in for far too long. Our God is not ignorant, brothers and sisters. As a matter of fact, some people call him omniscient, which simply means that he knows everything. Just like how the Jews in the biblical days were placed in captivity, God already knows that the African people got enslaved by the Europeans, got sent off to a strange foreign land where our ancestors were used, abused, taunted, mocked, brutalized, and scorched like flies, picking cotton in the hot sun, harvesting crops like the job was barely fun. But I just wanted to let you know that God is not ignorant of any of it. He allowed it to happen. So, yeah, God knew about our captivity, but he freed us as well. In this land we dwelt within, we rose, we thrived, we conquered. We built and engineered things beyond our imaginations, and we contributed to changing the world through the charge of the Holy Spirit and through the Lord's teachings. I'm almost there where I'm about to finish up. A promise of God's presence. So let me go back to verse 8 in Zechariah. Because to God, even in a strange land, we find that he still loves us. He still loves his children. When the Lord mentioned Zion, keep in mind that he was talking about you and I. He was talking about all of the countless souls that his son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, was taking the ultimate sacrifice for. The Pharisees wanted him killed, crucified, and they wanted him dead. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5, it states, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And we should all remember that he got up out of that borrowed tomb, snatched the keys out of Satan's hand, and he rose to rule. This is how valuable, how precious, how sacred Zion is to the Lord God Yahweh himself. And this is a dire warning to the oppressors and enemies of God's chosen people. He said, Zion is as precious to the Lord as are his eyes. Whatever you do to Zion, you do to him. And so he will put you in the power of your slaves, and they will raid and rob you. Then you will know that I am the prophet of the Lord all-powerful. City of Zion, they're talking about you again. City of Zion, sing and celebrate. The Lord has promised to come and live with you. When he does, many nations will turn to him and become his people. At that time, you will know that I am a prophet of the Lord all-powerful. As I get ready to click myself off from this line of saints, from bringing a message that God told me to tell you, I just want to leave y'all with a few questions. Don't you think that it is high time that we return back to where we first met God? No, really, the physical place from where we really first met him. This crust that we stand on is soon going to be doomed to crumble and fall and burn to ashes. I don't know about you, and I really don't know about y'all, but I really don't want to be here when that day of the Lord comes like a thief unto those who do not have the seal of God marked on their hearts. I want to be one of those ones who gets called to come back home to Zion. I want to be one of those ones who gets a white robe, a palm branch, who gets to fan my Lord and Savior, who saved me from being swallowed into the volcano as the dragon's mouth. What about you, church? Do you want to escape into a city without walls? If you hear what thus saith the Lord, right now where you are in your homes, I just want you to tell the Lord, yes, yes, yes. Amen. thank you, dear God, for this enlightening word. Thank you for waking us up and allowing us the opportunity of salvation to escape from what is coming. Dear God, continue to bless us and keep us during this week, dear God, to allow us the opportunity of window to escape into your holy city. Thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
All right, doctor, you preach that word, brother. Amen, amen. Let me tell you, God's people, it softens my heart, and it makes my heart feel very well to know that we have preachers that are coming up that are sincere about his word, amen. That makes the transition when it's my time. It makes my transition easy, amen, because I know that when it's time for me to put up my robe, that this young man will come right behind me and keep it going. Praise God. We bless you, Brother Minister Kyle. Thank you for that wonderful word. Amen.
Man,
and
amen.
My
knees are weak, but I'm just... Man, I really felt like, you know, the Lord just was controlling me throughout the whole thing, Doc.
Amen. Amen. And as we open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there someone here who have been on the outside looking in, and you found yourself able to step foot, but you don't feel like you have that protection that Zechariah spoke about? Run into that city with no walls. If that's you, I offer you the man that protects those walls, the man that guards what you do not see. That man is Jesus. I offer you an opportunity to get your life in order, an opportunity to set things straight. Is that you? If that's you, pray this prayer with me. Father God, I love you. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you live, that you died, and that you rose again on that third day. Be the Lord of my life. Help me to understand and to accept your will. I thank you. I am forever grateful for the things that you do. Now, Lord, use me. Use me so that somebody may see your glory, so that somebody may understand your will. Touch me right now, Father. Bless me and use me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you sincerely meant that prayer within your heart, and you sincerely accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then salvation now belongs to you. That means that if you die at this very moment, having accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you would go unto heaven. That's good news. Happy birthday to you. This is the first day for the rest of your life. I urge you to find a Bible-based church to grow and to become an asset to that church, spiritually, physically, and yes, help them financially. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. We should not have our doxology followed by our benediction by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here.
Amen. I'm at this point where we meet again to see each other face to face, dear God. I just thank you. Now unto him who is able to leave us faultless before the throne, unto him who protects the walls of New Jerusalem, may he keep you, may he bless you, and may he be forever with you. We thank you, dear God, for this day. Never leave us, nor forsake us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And on behalf of Brother Tony Spencer, on behalf of Exhorter McKinney, on behalf of Minister Roslyn Thomas, on behalf of Minister Kyle Garrett, Minister Lisa Green, and on behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, I am Pastor D. Again, let me take an opportunity to thank Brother Hakim on behalf of Fuse Memorial. We thank you again, Brother Hakim, for blessing us and for allowing us to have access to this airways. Amen. And we pray that God will continue to bless you and heal your body.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. And on behalf of all of us, amen, we send our love to you. We love you. We bless you. You have been listening to the Fuse Memorial and the Jubilee Affair Worship Experience. Again, I am Pastor D. God bless you. May God keep you. We are signing off. Have a wonderful day.
Those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. How it goes.
My destiny. covered. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm loved and I'm forgiven. I am yours. Say, I am yours. Because I'm healed.
I am.
Yes, I am. More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Because I'm strong.